All right, so you want to get up to speed on New Ogham
Yeah.
Blood Bowl League season 21. We've
Absolutely.
got all the data from last season and what's
Yeah.
going on right now, and
With
it's
some interest.
in some really wild rules in play. So this
Yeah.
is going to be a fascinating deep dive, I think.
Yeah. This will be a fascinating season, I think. We're not just looking at a new season, we're looking at a potential shakeup
Oh,
of the
wow.
entire power
Okay,
dynamic.
so for those who haven't been following New Ogham, it's a Blood Bowl league. And
Yes.
we're in week one of seven
Right.
in season 21.
Seven rounds to glory, and
Oh,
every match counts.
yeah.
Each win or loss can have a ripple effect on the standings,
Yeah.
especially with this season's curveball.
Okay, so last season, the Darkness.
A shambling undead team,
Yeah, shambling undead team,
coached by Philadia.
coached by Philadius, swept the competition.
Yeah.
They went undefeated with a 6-1 Uric.
I know, it's
I
amazing.
mean,
It's
undefeated? How
amazing.
do you even
How do you even do that
like an
in a
amateur
league as
knockout?
competitive as New Ogham?
Philadius is known for a calculated, almost surgical approach to the game. They utilize the undead's natural resilience,
Oh.
wearing down opponents and capitalizing on any mistake.
Wow.
The Darkness didn't just win, they dominated through strategic play and minimizing their own casualties.
Wow. So it wasn't just luck, it was a calculated
No.
strategy.
It is a skill.
That makes it even more impressive.
Absolutely.
But they weren't the only ones making waves.
No.
Wilderness Rangers.
The Wood Elf team, coached by Soleil Noir,
Yes, Wood Elf team coached by Soleil Noir.
and compulsive drinkers.
Yes.
Dark Elf team under Felrion.
Yeah, they were hot on their heels last season.
They were breathing down their necks. Both teams had their own strengths.
Oh, yeah.
Wilderness Rangers capitalized on speed and agility,
Mm-hmm.
while compulsive drinkers had a more balanced approach,
Right.
combining speed with some hard-hitting power.
They kept the darkness on their toes, that's for
Yeah,
sure.
for sure. And let's not forget Nurgle's Bards.
Right.
The Nurgle team, led by JRCO, finishing a respectable fourth.
It is respectable.
Now, Nurgle teams are known for their resilience,
Right.
but they can't field apothecaries,
Right.
which are basically the healers of Blood Bowl.
Yeah.
That's got to be a huge disadvantage,
It is a huge disadvantage.
especially in a league known for brutal matches.
Absolutely, especially in New Ogham. But JRCO's achievement with Nurgle's Bards last season speaks volumes about their ability to adapt and overcome.
Oh, wow.
It'll be interesting to see how they adjust to this season's new wrinkle, which we'll get to in a moment.
Yeah, because this season, the rule book throws a real wrench in the works.
A big one
No apothecaries
for
are
undead
Nurgle.
or Nurgle teams.
I know this could change
Yeah, it
everything.
could change everything. Absolutely. It forces those coaches to rethink their entire game plan.
Wow.
No longer can they rely on patching up their players mid-game.
Okay.
They'll need to be incredibly careful, prioritize defensive plays, and maybe even lean into riskier tactics to compensate.
Wow. Okay, so let's talk about who's back for season 21.
Okay.
Six teams from last season are returning, including all of our top contenders,
Yep.
the Darkness,
Yep.
Wilderness Rangers, Compulsive Drinkers,
Yeah.
and of course, Nurgle's Bards
Right.
are all ready for another go.
Already.
They're joined by Wraith's Boys, the Wood Elf team coached by Wraith Lords,
Yeah.
who are looking to improve on their seventh place finish last season.
They are. They've got their work cut out for them.
Yeah, they'll need to step up their game if they want to compete with the top dogs. But they've got experience under their belts now, so you never know.
Right. Experience is valuable, but it's how you adapt and evolve that truly matters.
Right.
And speaking of adapting, we've got some coaches switching teams this season, which adds
Oh.
another layer of intrigue.
Yeah, it's like musical chairs, but with way more potential
Way more.
for bone-crushing injuries.
Exactly. So we've got Sagosa, who coached the Imperial Nobility team Swords and
Oh,
Guns
yeah.
to fifth place last season, is now at the helm of the Black Orc team. No black is the color.
Wow.
That's a bold move.
That is a bold move.
Imperial Nobility and Black Orcs have completely different play styles.
Yeah.
Imperial Nobility relies on finesse and agility, while Black Orcs are all about brute force and smashing through the line.
Yeah.
It'll be fascinating to see if Sagosa can make this unlikely pairing work.
Talk about a challenge.
That's a big challenge.
And then there's Alarhaster, who led the dwarf team, no, the Rolling Stones,
Right.
to sixth place last season. Now they're coaching No Brutos, Gork and Mork, the orc team.
Another interesting shift.
Yeah.
While both dwarves and orcs are known for their physicality, Their approaches to the game are distinct.
Okay.
Dwarves are disciplined and methodical, wearing down opponents slowly.
Mm.
Orcs are more chaotic and unpredictable, favoring an aggressive all-out assault. It'll be interesting to see if Alar Haster can harness that Orcish energy and turn it into a winning strategy.
All right, so we've got returning champions, experienced coaches trying new things.
Right.
And then there's Jarek.
Oh, Jarek.
They're back this season.
They are.
But with a brand new team, the Elven Union team.
Downtown Disco Boys.
Downtown Disco Boys. Love it. Elven Union teams are known for their speed and agility.
Yeah.
But they're also quite fragile.
Okay.
Jarek will need to find a balance between flashy plays and keeping their players healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a high-risk, high-reward approach.
And they're up against some serious competition right out of the gate.
Oh, yeah.
This brings us to the round one matchups.
Yes.
And let me tell you, some of these are nail-biters in the making.
They are. Yeah, right out of the gate, we've got the Darkness facing off against the Downtown Disco Boys.
Oh, wow.
A seasoned champion versus a brand new team.
Okay.
Could this be an early upset?
That would be something.
It would be a big upset. An Elven Union team known for its finesse taking down the reigning champs.
Right.
Who rely on grinding down opponents.
Right.
But remember, the Darkness doesn't have their apothecary this season.
That's right. That's the wild card here. Philadius will have to play even more cautiously than usual.
Yeah.
And any injuries could be devastating.
Oh, wow.
Elven Union teams can capitalize on those openings, striking quickly and decisively.
Right.
It'll be a fascinating contrast of styles.
And it's not the only match with upset potential.
No.
Compulsive Drinkers, last season's runner-up, mm-hmm. are going up against the returning Wraiths boys.
Okay.
Both of these teams are known for their agility and speed.
Yes, it's going to be a high-scoring, fast-paced game for sure.
Yeah.
Compulsive Drinkers have a slight edge in durability.
Okay.
But Wraith boys will be hungry to prove themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Don't underestimate the underdog.
No, never.
You've seen some crazy things happen in New Ogum.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of crazy.
Yes.
Remember that no apothecary rule for undead and Nurgle teams?
I do. How could I forget?
That's going to make the Nurgle's Bards versus Wilderness Rangers match even more unpredictable.
Oh, absolutely. Wilderness Rangers are known for their lightning-fast attacks, and they could overwhelm Nurgle's Bards if they're not careful.
Right.
But JRCO is a master strategist.
Okay.
They might focus on a very physical game, using Nurgle's resilience to their advantage.
So instead of avoiding hits,
yes.
they might lean into them.
Exactly. Nurgle players are incredibly tough to take down permanently.
Right.
JRCO could use that to their advantage.
Oh.
Punishing the Wilderness Rangers for every attack.
Oh, wow.
Hoping to wear them down, despite the lack of a dedicated healer.
Wow.
It's a high-risk, high-reward strategy.
Okay, so we've got potential upsets, new teams making their debut.
We do.
And experienced coaches testing out new strategies.
Lots of storylines to follow.
But who do you think has the best shot at dethroning the Darkness this season?
Oh, that's tough. It's tough to say.
Yeah.
The Darkness is still a formidable team, even without an apothecary.
Mm-hmm.
Philadius is a master tactician.
Right.
But if I had to pick a challenger,
okay.
I'd say Wilderness Rangers.
Yeah.
Their speed and agility are a natural counter to the Darkness's slower, more methodical style.
So they could exploit the Darkness's lack of an apothecary.
Potentially, yes.
Making every injury count.
Precisely.
Right.
But Wilderness Rangers needs to be careful.
Okay.
They're fragile.
Yeah.
A few key players going down.
Right.
And their game plan could crumble.
Okay.
That's where Compulsive Drinkers might have an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bit more durability, can take a punch.
Okay.
But they lack the sheer offensive power of some other teams.
So it's a balancing act.
It is.
Speed versus resilience.
Yep.
Tactical finesse versus brute force.
Right.
This is what makes New Ogum so captivating.
Absolutely.
You never know what's going to happen.
And that's why this no apothecary rule is so brilliant. It adds a layer of complexity and uncertainty to the entire season.
Right.
Coaches have to adapt, be more creative,
mm-hmm.
and take calculated risks.
Absolutely. So let's talk about those adaptations.
Oh.
Philadius, coaching the Darkness, is known for their strategic thinking.
Right.
What kind of approach do you think they'll take to make up for not having an apothecary?
Well, I suspect they'll double down on what they do best.
Okay.
A slow, grinding game, minimizing risk to their players, while maximizing opponent casualties.
Okay.
They might focus on skills like regeneration to help their players recover naturally,
right,
taking advantage of the undead's inherent resilience.
Okay.
They might even try to induce casualties on the opposing team to even the playing field.
Oh, wow. That sounds brutal.
It is.
But effective.
It can be very effective.
What about JRCO and Nurgle's bards?
Right.
How do they adapt to this new challenge?
Wow.
They're tough, but not exactly known for their speed.
JRCO is a master at leveraging Nurgle's strengths.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll focus on a punishing physical game.
Okay.
Nurgle players are incredibly durable, able to shrug off injuries that would cripple other teams.
So they'll lean into their toughness,
yeah,
and wear the opponents down.
Exactly. They might prioritize skills like block and foul appearance,
okay,
inflicting injuries and hindering the opponent's movement.
Mm-hmm.
It's a risky strategy.
Right.
But with Nurgle Bards, it just might work.
Okay.
They're used to being the underdogs.
Yeah.
And JRCO knows how to make every play count.
So it seems like every coach in New Ogham is going to have to dig deep into their playbook this season. It's not just about brute force or flashy plays anymore.
No.
It's about strategy and adaptability.
Absolutely.
And knowing how to make every move count.
And that's what makes this season so exciting.
Yeah.
We're not just watching a game.
Right.
We're watching a masterclass in tactical decision making.
Okay.
Every coach is facing unique challenges, and how they respond will determine their fate.
It's almost like watching a game of chess.
It is.
But with way more bone-crushing action.
Exactly. Yeah. And that brings us back to you.
Yeah.
Why should you?
The listener. No. Why should our listeners care?
Hey, invested in the twists and turns of New Ogham Season Extica.
Is it just about the thrill of the game?
No.
Or is there something more here?
If you're a Blood Bowl enthusiast,
right,
this season is a gold mine of strategic insight. You're seeing top-tier coaches,
oh, wow,
adapt to a major rule change, pushing the boundaries of what's possible in the game.
It's like a live-action case study on how to overcome adversity and,
right,
turn limitations into advantages.
Precisely. But even if you're not a hardcore fan,
mm-hmm,
there's a universal appeal to the narratives unfolding in New Ogham.
Okay.
We've got underdog stories,
right,
reigning champions fighting to maintain their grip,
yeah,
and new contenders shaking things up.
Absolutely.
It's about resilience, strategy,
mm-hmm,
and the thrill of competition.
And let's be honest.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a good upset?
Exactly. So here's a final thought to ponder as we kick off this wild season. With all these factors at play,
okay,
could there be a dark horse candidate lurking in the shadows?
Oh!
A team we haven't even considered that might capitalize on the chaos,
right,
and emerge as a true contender.
Yeah, that's a question worth pondering. I guess we'll have to keep our eyes glued to the pitch and see how it all plays out. One thing's for sure. Season X Lucial of New Ogham is going to be one for the record books. Good luck to all the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And may Nuffle, the god of luck,
right,
favor the bold